This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we are fortunate today because we get to talk a little bit about stuff, your day-to-day walking around stuff, with a gunfighter. And that is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I now exist in a state where if you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry in the open. That went into effect yesterday. How about that?
Well, yeah, true. I guess there's certain circumstances. Before we get too involved, man, I'd like to basically inform everybody of Mr. Ronnie Dodd's passing. Good friend of mine, 20-some-odd years, professional associate, was killed in an accident, and he has left the range. However, coming back to your open carry thing, I'm sure there's, you know, circumstances where carrying open would be fine, but more suburban country type settings, more so than, you know, your urban setting. I don't know, man. I would say the situation dictates. Be smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I was up there taking the fighting pistol class at Tactical Response, and I was talking to James, in Tennessee they have a permit to carry, which means they can carry open or concealed. But James recommends concealed carry. And never to be shy, Mr. Yeager, getting out there. And I understand, I sort of understand his reasons, but as a gun carrier, why do you advocate people carry concealed more so than in the open? I'm curious.
Well, one, it can't be misinterpreted. I mean, one, first of all, nobody needs to know I'm carrying a gun. I don't want anybody to know that I'm armed. The only reason to carry open is to let people know that you're armed. So, you know, right. I don't know. But a huge amount of ego goes along with that. If the circumstances, I can tell you right now, man, I hadn't thought about this, but it just comes to mind that were you to choose to carry open and we were going to do a link up and I didn't feel the circumstances supported it, I would have a problem with you carrying open.
A little showy.
Yeah. Why project? Why, you know, as a matter of fact, I believe there was an incident in Georgia where a guy was carrying open And he was so concerned about or distracted with checking out of the store, some dude comes up behind him, takes his pistol from his holster, shoots him in the back of the head, then robs the store and splits.
Well, not only that, they've had instances with open carry where some of the anti-gunners have gotten out there and tackled people for carrying open, saying, he has a gun. And, I mean, that's all, you know, that's all a grandstanding move. And it's he's not trying to save anybody because, you know,
right.
nobody's going to do a spree shooting. He's going to be coming in there with a holster.
I probably shouldn't, but I keep myself kind of shut off from the outside world, man. I've got to where, one, you don't even know what to believe anymore, so why listen to any of it? And then you've got the social engineering TV shows. I don't need to watch any of that.
Yeah. But, I mean, whatever,
going back on task.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Where are you at pistol-wise now? Have you made a decision which pistol you're going to focus on and run with?
Right now, in my day-to-day, simply because it is a gun I have shot extensively and physically shot it, not one like it, but this one particular gun, I am still carrying on my day-to-day a Staccato C2.
Okay.
If I feel like I need something a little lighter, I might look at the P10S.
Do you have a general purpose gun?
Well, I'm probably going to be moving. I'm going to try to shoot the Glock here very shortly, and I'm going to try to shoot the Glock. And if I shoot the Glock and I figure out the grip that apparently is the egregious offender with me and my Glock shooting, if I get that figured out, I will probably carry the Glock. That will probably become my general purpose gun for a bunch of reasons. I have a box of holsters for Glocks.
Okay, I correct myself?
Sure.
I misspoke.
Huh.
I did say general purpose blaster, but I should have been more specific, like your everything gun. Like I use a G45, it's my everything gun. Now I have a secondary with a 19X as backup to it, but I try to do, you know, it's that one gun theory.
Right.
Where the man with one gun, he probably knows how to use it.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a very good theory. I've met many people who do that, and I admire people who do that, who get out there and figure out the one platform. I mean,
I tell you what, I'm definitely impressed with the Staccato and what they have managed to do in such a short period of time. Relative short period of time, you know, to the environment, relative to the environment.
But, right.
So did you settle on irons or a dot on the C2?
Right now, the C2 has a dot.
Yeah.
But it came ready to take a dot. It's not the Duo anymore. It's the Dupo or the Lip. I don't remember what it is. They changed the name up from Duo to something else where it's optics ready. I do have one gun that I'm interested in testing, and I'll tell you before we're going to run out of time, but I'm going to tell you about it when we get into the next break. Simply because I saw James running it. And I'm probably pretty sure you've tried it once or twice, too, so I do want to get your opinion of it. For those of you who want to train with Super Dave, we'll talk about how on the mend he is, but Super Dave is almost, I suspect, at full speed. When he gets back at full speed, this is when you need to take that leap and train at Combat Speed LLC. Go to CombatSpeed.com to keep abreast of what's going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were talking about the Everything Gun. And you and I discussed last week the Walther PDP, Performance Duty Pistol. That's what PDP stands for.
Okay.
I haven't shot it yet. But here's the thing about that gun. That gun could not be my everything gun because I actually have also fallen under that spell of the G45 size gun with the full size grip but the shorter slide.
Right.
To where you can accept a magazine with two more rounds on it or 33 or whatever. But, you know, it's not the compact gun, and at the same time, it's not as big as a full size duty pistol. I prefer right. that if I'm going to have an everyday gun, that would be the size gun I like. And that's probably why it will be, it could work out to be the G45 when I get it back from Terran Tactical. But anyway, the thing with the Walther PDP, they don't make one of those in that form factor with the full-size grip but the shorter slide. I don't think. And even if they did, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say they did. They don't have spare magazines for it. You can't find any out there. We joked last week about buying five guns, but, you know, well, that becomes, right. you know.
I get it. I was going to see if I couldn't, no. They would, I can't imagine them not making a compact version, but not a G45-ish version. And to answer your original question, yes, I have handled the PDP, but when they first came out, a good friend of mine, Mike Benedict, purchased several. I did shoot it, but I didn't shoot it to really form an opinion because I rapidly came to my conclusion that the pistol feels good in your hands, period. It's laid out very well. It's balanced. And it was accurate, dude. It was extremely accurate for, you know, what it is.
Does it feel lighter to you in your hands when it's loaded?
I don't remember, man. This has been, yeah, a couple, 3 years ago at least.
Yeah.
But what I remember of the pistol, now, I may have put 50 rounds through it, big deal. But it's a shooter. I mean, it's a nice pistol. I mean, I wouldn't commit to it. I don't think it's that cool, but,
well, I think, you know, when we're talking about a do-everything gun, the reason that I am an AR guy
right.
is that I'm surrounded by them. In the event that something happens, most people that are going to deploy any kind of long gun are going to deploy an AR. So
correct.
There's magazines and ammo and parts for the, you know, for
I would
the,
go so far as to say it is the American standard.
Yeah. So, you know, I have multiples of them myself. So having them is and running with them, to me, is sort of a no-brainer. But at the same time, you know, back in when in the 80s, when I was in the military, the most ubiquitous gun in the United States at the time was the 1911. And it made sense for everybody to carry a 1911. And a lot of people did. But now, more people carry Glocks. And that's just, it has become a, you got 70% of law enforcement in there. If I need a spring, if I need an extractor, whatever it is, I can probably find a Glock somewhere that either has that already on it or just, you know, pick up a second Glock. Because,
right, exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, and that's what I'm thinking about. Plus, as far as getting things, the platform itself is mature enough now to where you've got third-party vendors making parts for it. It's becoming cloned. It's becoming a cloned platform now. You've got some high-end companies making, you know, sort of clones of it. And then you've got people like Poly 80 that are reimagining it and making it to where you can build it yourself. But whatever it is, it's a mature platform now. And I've got to learn how to shoot it. There are better guns, without a doubt. Would you agree with that? There's better guns out there, but this is the mature, ubiquitous platform.
Well, wait a minute now, dude. That's
okay.
A pretty broad statement there. There's, what do you mean, better how?
Probably it would be
now,
accuracy.
More accurate. Yeah. If you're speaking to accuracy, dude, I agree with you. There are handguns out there that are more accurate than the Glock. But
I wasn't talking about dependability.
I do okay with the Glock. For what I do and how I do it, I'll be okay. I can trust, you know, I'll bet my life on the Glock.
Well, see, that's what I'm wanting to be. I want to be okay with it. I want to bet. I want to be okay with it. Simply because of how many people do manage to run it and everything. I understand what my issue is now, and I don't know how that began. It probably started out as a little minor fluke. It was not present prior to the heart attack, though. I know that for certain, because I can shoot a Glock. I can shoot a custom Glock, and I can shoot a Glock much more accurately than prior to the heart attack. So I don't know what happened with that. Some disconnect. I'm not sure. I don't know. Whatever. But as far as an everything gun, I believe it would fall to that just simply because you can find accessories for it just about at Walgreens now. I mean, it's just that ubiquitous.
Well, what's the, you know, I'm finding it. I'm just doing the math while you're speaking.
Sure.
You know, it had to be 3 or 4 years ago when I first handled the PDP. So why has the industry not, what is it, not been accepted on what level?
Well, I tell you what, let's discuss that in the next segment. We're coming up on the next break.
Very cool.
You can follow Dave Harrington. You can follow him on his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. On his commercial page, Super Dave Harrington. You can find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. And, of course, his website, the Work in Progress, CombatSpeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Taliban has seized control of Afghanistan for the first time since 2001. They declared an amnesty across the country and encouraged women to join their government. But Afghans remain skeptical that the Taliban really changed its ultra-conservative Islamic views. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan updates reporters about the situation in Afghanistan.
The Taliban have informed us that they are prepared to provide the
safe passage of civilians to the airport, and we intend to hold them to that commitment.
The Defense Department is assessing earthquake damage in Haiti. Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters the Pentagon is sending 8 helicopters and a joint task force to Haiti to start providing humanitarian efforts. Haiti was slammed by Tropical Storm Grace after suffering a deadly earthquake on Saturday. USA Radio News. Tuesday's AAA survey finds the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.183 a gallon. That's down 4/10 of a cent from Monday. The least expensive gas in the United States is a little more expensive, and the most expensive is even a little more expensive. The average price in Mississippi is up 1/10 of a cent to $2.73.3, while the statewide average in California up 0.5 cent to $4.05 a gallon. Tennessee National Guard members are being deployed to hospitals amid a COVID surge. The Tennessee Department of Health saying members of the Guard will step in to help fill bed and staffing shortages. The state's health commissioner says there are capacity concerns on both the pediatric side and among adults. After just one preseason game, the Jacksonville Jaguars are cutting former quarterback and tight end Tim Tebow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking, you asked me a question about the Walther PDP.
Right. Well, it's been out for some years now. As a matter of fact, Tatiana Whitlock is a friend and professional associate, and she's associated with Walther, represents Walther. And, I've handled the PDP a little bit, maybe put 50 rounds through it, but what I remember about the gun is, it's a shooter for sure, and it feels good in your hands, and that's, half of it at least. I can't imagine parts availability, let alone mags, is a problem at this point because it's been, out for several years.
Well, I know the PPQ has.
One would think it would, have been smoothed out by now.
Right. Well, I think the COVID shutdowns had a little bit to do with that as well. I'm not real sure. Not real sure on that one. Whatever it is, of the guns that have gotten out there, I think the H&K VP70Z was the first of the striker-fired guns to come out that got any traction, but it wasn't until Glock came out that it really got widely accepted. And it's really hard to catch up to that, to the guy that was first there.
Right,
and
correct.
SIG has, with the P320, they've done it to a certain degree because they've won a contract. They've got third-party development out there right now for magazines and everything else. People have started customizing it. CZ is getting some third-party development. So some people are out there doing it and everything as it goes along because there are platforms that are a little more accurate or winning other things. But still, it's very hard to catch up to Glock.
But it'd be a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
If anybody does, but I doubt it. I mean,
now the other thing about Glock that I do like, when you buy a Glock Gen 5, that pistol comes with three magazines.
Right, but that's all in the cost, and you know the companies package that stuff, man. Everything's planned for. Why Walther? I mean, evidently what you're telling me is, when you purchase a PDP, it only comes with one mag?
Two.
Well, can't argue that point.
Yep. I think CZ only comes with two. I think SIG only comes with two. And, I mean, most people, to me, most people buying certain of those guns. Now, CZ has a full suite of guns out there, as does SIG. But the P10 series, which is their striker-fired gun, that's almost where people are going to their line. Most people are going to their double-action, single-action guns.
Right.
And their striker-fired pistols are almost like an afterthought. Even though I think the P10 is the most superior of the striker-fired pistols out there today. It has a heavier lockup. It comes out of the box with everything you would possibly do to customize it. Has a straighter grip angle for me. Has a better trigger in most cases.
Right.
But comparatively speaking, that gun is low in their hierarchy. Whereas, you know, the P320 now, and of course Glock, which only Glock only makes Glocks. They only make striker fired pistols. So. I don't know. It's interesting to watch some of these guys out there. I just think that when I buy a gun, that if I'm going to buy a gun, I need at least three mags to get out there and consider carrying it as a self-defense weapon. One in the gun, two spares. Minimum. Which I know is only, that's only three-fifths of what you carry.
Well, it depends. You know, again, since we had that conversation before, there's been a couple of times I have purposefully mixed up my carry method, pocket gun, pocket 22, sling bag, off-body carry, mixing it up. And, you know, I stay armed, but I'm much more flexible now than I ever have been.
Just out of curiosity, sling bags, I've always liked sling bags because you can carry so much stuff with them. Do you have a favorite sling bag that you use?
Oh, man, yes, I do, but
It's escaping.
They're out in my vehicle. They're pre-positioned in my vehicle.
So what's the name brand that you like?
Well, off the top of my head, I can't tell you what it is. I think it's DDT. Or something like that. Or DRT, dead right there. No, that's not it. Something like that, but it's, I'll shoot you that information in a text.
Okay. But, I'm always interested in that. Always interested in that one.
Hang on, just a sec.
Do you actually have one with you?
No, but I have a 3-day pack right here that has, it's the same manufacturer, and I was correct. It's DDT.
DDT, okay. Yeah. I'll be looking them up in the break. I'm curious about that. We'll discuss that at length. I would like to know when you consider carrying an off-body carry versus on-body carry, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. As far as what I think the everything gun is, right now today, I think you were correct. I think it's the Glock 45. In some configuration, for me, I prefer the bigger grip. And I'll tell you what I'd like to back it up, but they haven't made it yet. If they ever start making it, I'll buy one. No doubt about it. I'd like to have a Glock 19 frame with a Glock 26 slide.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've thought of that for years. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no reason they can't do it.
I know. I've seen a couple of custom jobs, and I mean,
right.
It's a very intriguing pistol to look at. I don't know how they do it. I guess they could take a Glock 19 frame and cut it down a little bit, but I don't know what it. Not something I'm going to try. I'm not going to get out there and take a hacksaw to one of those. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about why you would or not carry off body. What's the difference and why you would do that, and talk about what Super Dave's preference is in the way he does it. And for those of you who want to learn how to shoot, and understand this, Dave gets out there and he tries all the various methods that you carry your gun in. He carries on a dead trigger. He carries on an open chamber. He carries round in the chamber. He carries cocked and locked. He's done it all. He knows all the mistakes you may or may not make, and he knows how to correct them. And this is why you would go to him, because you are truly getting involved with a specialist when you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Shouldn't we have a bump plan right about now? There we are.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from CombatSpeed.com. I just finally found out what his favorite sling bag is. I think I've asked you that more than one time, and you just never knew. But now you actually found it. So which one is the one that you like the most? Because I see three. The Assassin, that sounds like you. Night Stalker Small Sling and the Traveler Urban.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm not looking at them. Would you pull it up?
Yes, sir.
Give me a second.
Now, I myself...
What's the website?
I went to ddt-ops.com. I could see a use for all of these. Although day-to-day, it would probably be that the Night Stalker. I don't know exactly what makes it a good sling bag as far as carrying a gun. I'm supposing it has a nice little pocket in there. I'm trying to design a line of my own that I'm going to call Sheep's Clothing.
Yeah.
And but see, here's the thing. With all of these bags, right, and even with this one, even though this is good, that's a good system, it still looks like it's a little slow to deploy.
I'm wondering if I told you the correct manufacturer. Because I'm at DET's website, and I still haven't found any sling bags.
It's under products.
Okay. Under products. Packs
and sling bags.
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I mean, the thing about any of these bags, as far as I'm concerned, and this is one of the reasons why it's taken so long for my line to come out, I have a camouflaged everyday bag that I would carry my camera equipment around in. It's a sling bag. It looks like a gigantic It looks like a hybrid between a gigantic fanny pack and a messenger bag. But when I pull it around, I can rip the whole front of it off and get to my gun in the blink of an eye.
Right.
And I'm doing that with my support hand, so my drawing hand, the gun hand, is getting out there. As soon as I have gained that purchase on it and I'm sticking it out there, I'm out there, and it's as fast as anything out there. And it's not like, you know, some of the bags like the Vertex where you have to unzip it all the way and you have to do it by, almost all the way across and everything else. And with this one, you got to pop it open and, you know.
Right.
I'm just looking for something that's fast to deploy. But in what circumstance do you carry off body? I'm very curious about that.
The heat and whatever activity I'm going to be involved in, even at the beach. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I basically call my sling bag, it's basically nothing but a war bag, really.
Yeah.
Blasters, reserve mags, fighting knife, hand lights, you know, handheld lights, some other accoutrements. But that's all it is, really. I don't use it like a man purse. It's a war bag. So certainly, you know, at the beach, when I'm out trail riding, stuff like that, in your kind of, what I would consider normal settings or normal activities, if I'm going, or like if I'm traveling, I will wear my standard SD gun rig,
right.
Period, on body rig. Anytime I feel it necessary, based on where I'm going, I will be wearing that rig. But certainly on rig trips, stuff like that. And of course, and then there's always plushing up with primary weapons, you know, pre-positioning the vehicle, that type of thing.
Now, as far as, do you carry all, which one of the slings, you said you didn't know which one it was because it's not in front of you. You're not carrying the small one, though, are you? Because the small one, I just don't see it having room for all the accoutrements.
There's another manufacturer, and I can't tell you who it is right away. I will next time I talk to you. But they make a small sling bag that I do use. And as a matter of fact, I like it so much, I bought like, five of them, for, you know, just to have for future use.
Right.
They weren't expensive, but they're extremely well made, and they're about the size where I simply put a pistol and a couple of reserve mags in it, and that's it. And it, you know, it carries well, it wears well. Super durable. I would say it's weatherproof, but you're certainly well protected, you know, from sand, dirt, stuff like that. But I'm much more flexible than I have been in the past. Getting out and about much more, and I'll tell you one thing, it's probably simply because I'm physically able to get out about much more than I ever have been, certainly within the last year. But also the weather, the temperature here, man, it just gets hot. You know, wearing long pants, gun rig, concealment, clothing, blah, blah, blah. To me, that's my standard work day. So it doesn't bother me. I mean, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
I don't think of it as being uncomfortable. I think of it as being comforting. The only issue that I have when I wear my S-Dave gun rig is snagging a mag holder getting in and out of Colorado.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. They get hung up on the on the seat belt, or they get hung up on. There's lots of places for mag holders to get hung up. But
right.
I'll tell you what. Before we run out of time, I will tell you one thing that I do when I'm hot and I don't want to wear a belt, though, that you might want to look into. Have you ever heard of a sticky holster?
A what?
A sticky holster.
Is that like a sticky bomb?
Well, no. This is it's a soft holster you stick your gun into, and you stick it inside your pants, like if you're wearing gym pants or something. It's making contact with your skin, and it does not move. And I can carry the PDP in that.
Without a belt.
You'll have to look that up. DeSantis makes a very good one. There's actually a name brand called Sticky Holster, but you might want to look at that if you don't want to carry a bag. Although the bag part of it, I sort of like the bag part of it because I've started carrying stuff like a trauma kit and some other stuff with me, and it's a lot easier to carry that if I'm carrying it in a bag. But I'm going to call you back later on today to find out what this other name brand of sling bags are, because I'm very intrigued with that.
I will have the information. I'll be waiting for you.
Very good. And before we run out of time, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
You're welcome, Mr. Bell. I always appreciate the opportunity, man.
Combat
Take
Speed.
Care.
Yes, sir. CombatSpeed.com. Find him at Dave Harrington on Facebook, Super Dave Harrington on Facebook, and Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. Hour number three is inbound, coming up next. As long as we don't get blown away by a tornado, everything ought to be good to go. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.